we learned the first pasuk. The second pasuk says, "Bayomi mahim keshevis hamelech achashverosh al kisei malchusoi hashem shushan abira." Those days when Melech Achashverosh sat on his kisei. What's the pshat? He sat on his kisei, which was in Shushan Habira. What's the pshat? That he sat on the kisei, and then it's Bishnas Sholosh Amalka Osa Mishneh Lekol Sorav Avadu. He made this big Mishneh. So the Gaon explains on P the Medrash. The Medrash says that he conquered the world and he wanted to have a very choshev throne. Now the most choshev throne in the ancient world was the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech made a very, very special kisei, the Medrash says, which he had a whole long description of the seven steps up, and had lions on either side, and an eagle on top, and all sorts of interesting things. It was made of gold, but Shlomo HaMelech, with Seamus, made it that only a Melech Ben David can sit on that kisei. And any person who's not Roy to sit on that kisei, the lions would give him a chap, or bite him, or smash him. And you couldn't get on that kisei if you weren't Roy. So it was captured, this kisei, and the certain paro, an emperor of Egypt, tried to sit on the kisei, and he got a big knap from the Ari, and he was called Paro Neche, the lame paro, because of what happened. And nobody ever tried to sit on that kisei again. But it was the most choshev kisei in the ancient world. That's quite interesting. I'll tell you about myself, that many years ago I was visiting England with my mishpacha, and we went to the Tower of London then, which used to be the palace of the kings. The Tower of London is 1,000 years old, so it had there, doesn't have it now because I went last summer, it also went, it doesn't have the same thing, but then it had the throne of Edward II, lived in the 1200s, and they had it all set out like in furniture from his time, and they had people dressed up like in his time, and they could tell you things about different Zachen about the thing. Anyway, Mikitsa, they had a very interesting candelabra. It was round with like gates all around. So I went up to one of them and asked him, what's this candelabra? It was quite strange. So he said to me, well, sir, he said, excuse me, sir, but are you Jewish? So I said, I wonder how you know. And then he said, well, let me explain to you. He said, this candelabra was a copy of the candelabra which was in the palace then in Edward II's time, and it represents Jerusalem of above, and the Sha'arim are the Sha'arim of Yerushalayim, and it's the idea that there's Yerushalayim Shalmala. It's interesting. And then he said to me, if you notice, on the throne there's all sorts of writing, which it was, I saw that, but it was in Latin, and I don't remember any Latin anymore, so I don't remember exactly what it was saying. So he says, those things which are carved on the throne are psukim about Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus. And that was the original, that was the kisei from Edward II. And they had carved on it. So he said to me, the ideal king was always Solomon. Solomon is the ideal king, and therefore they put psukim of justice on the throne. Now, That's interesting. And many years after Achashverosh, Achashverosh also wanted to be like the Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. Says the Medrash that the only place they could make it was in Shushan. Shushan was a little shtetl which had the artisans who could make this Kisei. But then there was a big problem. They couldn't move it. So what he did was he did something crazy. The world, the capital of the world was Bavel, and Poras took over from Bavel, and Bavel was the whole capital of the whole ancient world. The whole empire was Bavel. But he wanted this Kisei, and the only place he could make this Kisei was in Shushan. So he decided to move the capital to Shushan. Says the Gaon, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, Bayomi Mohen, Keshevis HaMelech Achashverosh Al Kisei Malchusa Asher B'Shushan Abira. Now, to move the capital from Bavel to Shushan meant moving all representatives of the 127 Medinas, all the Sarim and these things, and all the people in government. They wasn't such a popular thing. You had to move all these people, and they didn't want to move. But Achashverosh's shita, if you remember, was Nasus Kirtzon Ish V'Ish. You keep everybody happy. That's how he got the Malchus in the first place, making everybody happy. So what did he do? He moved everybody from Bavel to Shushan, and in order to make them happy, he made this crazy Mishneh. It was a crazy Mishneh. Why? Because the Mishnah Sholosh Lemolcha also Mishneh Lekol Sorov Avada Chel Poras Umodai Haparti Misori Amdinus Lefonov. Says the Gaon, who did he have in front of him? Not the army. The army was faithful to him. He wanted to chamfer the Sori Hamedinas and the Paltimim. So he gave them cover, and they sat in front of him. And what did he do? He showed off his riches. Now he was Yoresh, the Malchus, eventually, which came from the Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a Rosha Merusha Shein Kudud Masa. He conquered the whole world and took the treasures of the whole world, stole all the treasures from the world, and brought them to Bavel. But he was such a Rosha that he did not want anybody to be Nene from these treasures. So what he did was he put them into Svinos, copper Svinos, and he sunk them in the river. So nobody should be there from them, even his sons. When Koiresh started building the Beis HaMikdash, it was before Achashverosh, Bischar, they were Oile, and Koiresh was Yoresh, all these treasures. And Achashverosh came after Koiresh. So Achashverosh was Yoresh, all these treasures. Says the Medrash that he showed he had 1,080 treasure houses of all these valuable stuff, and he showed six a day. So the God's Medaic, it says, Baharois is Oishek Void Malchusei Vesyakar Tiferes Gedulosei Yomim Rabin Shwedim Asyoy. Divide 1,080 by six, you get 180. So the Mishnah that he made was 180 days long of partying, and every day he took the whole Oilam to see six different treasure houses. It went to complete Meshugas. It wasn't a normal world anymore. These people for 6 months went day after day being shown all the diamonds in the world, and then you go off all the golden goblets in the world, and then to see all the rubies in the world, and then to see all the silver statues in the world, and this and that and that. Every day, six different tours of these treasure houses, and partying, and Mishagasti Horaisa. Why did this happen? You know why it happened? If you read in the Bavel times, or the Poras times, then you'll see Ma'amorim Shleimim is why the emperor decided that Shushan was a much better place to be the capital of the world than Bavel. Itzicha never said anything about his personal negiyus, that he wanted to move it because he wanted this kisei, and that's the whole reason why he moved it. Never said that. Said all the trutzim in the world. Why Alima the Emes did this happen? Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu put this mishagas into his head that they had to move to Shushan? Zav the God, you'll only get the answer when you get to Perik Beis. In Perik Beis it says, Ish Yehudi Hoya Beshushan Abira, Ushmei Mordechai Ben Yoy Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yemini. If you know Lashon HaKodesh, there's a difference between Vayehi and Hoya. Vayehi means is the same as Hoya, just with a vav. It's not. Vayehi, in certain English grammarians call that vav, what we call the vav ahipuch, the continual vav. You only use the vav ahipuch, like vayedaber, when it's a continuation of what went above. But when you have a lashon ava, like Hoya, straight out Hoya, then it means it was not a continuation of what was the thing, it's Hoya Kvar, it was before. Rashi says it in Bereshis here by Adam Chava. The Adam Yoda es Chava Ishtoy, Perik Dalet. So Rashi, kva koydim o inyan shel malo, koydim shechoto v'nitra. Yoda, don't say vayeda. If you said vayeda, Adam is chavo ishtoy, that would be the next event that happened. But it says Adam, yoda is before. So here it says, ish yehudi hoya b'shushan abira. So the Chazal say, hoya kvar. He was there beforehand. So the God, that this is the reason why the Ahasuerus moved the capital to Shushan. Because we need the capital, with all the events that are going to happen over here by the palace, we need Mordechai to be there. Mordechai is one of the Goyalim. There are two Ikar Goyalim, we'll speak about it soon. There is Mordechai and Esther, and we need the palace and everything to be, well, we need Mordechai to be near the palace. So now you have a choice. Should Midashamayim, should we move Mordechai to Bavel, or should we move all these Goyim, hundreds of thousands of Goyim, to Mordechai? Who's the Iker, who's the Tophel? Now, Velezu Bilvad, it says the next possible in Perik Beis is Asher Hogla Yerushalayim Ima Goyla Asher Hogla So in Yechonia Melech Yehuda Asher Hegla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Keeps Hegla Hogla three times. So Chazal, the Mordechai was Goyle Vechoyze Vegoyle Vechoyze Vegoyle. Mordechai was a frequent flyer. Mordechai was in Eretz Yisrael. He went into the first Golus, and then he went back to Eretz Yisrael, and then he came to the second Golus, and then he went back to Eretz Yisrael, the third Golus. It's not that Mordechai never moved. But that's Cheshbonus in Mordechai's private Avodah. When it comes to move, should we move Mordechai to Bavel, or should we move all these Goyim to Mordechai? So they're gone. Min HaShamayim, they move all the Goyim to Mordechai. And that's the pshat. Why was it in Shushan Abira? Because the only place you could make this kisei was in Shushan. Why is that? Because Mordechai Hoya B'Shushan Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan. Moshe Lema Adam V'Toyme, that there's some gzeira which is going to happen in America, and there's a Godel, the Godel and the Ike Godel and Goyel is in Lakewood, New Jersey, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu needs that Godel to be next to the White House, and all the Capitol and everything is happening. So he gets a Mishagas, which nowadays you could believe it could easily happen, right? A Mishagas in the president, he decides he wants some Shigoyen, and the only place you can get this thing is in Lakewood, New Jersey, and he can't be moved from Lakewood to Washington, so he decides to move the whole capital, and now Lakewood, New Jersey, will become the capital of the world. That's what happened over here. This little Shushan became the capital of the world. And in order that the people all had to move now to Lakewood, New Jersey, they weren't happy about that. So he makes this crazy party to keep everybody happy, because that's Ahasuerus, his shit in life. But there were other people who weren't happy about this. And that was the people living in Lakewood, sorry, Shushan. The people living in Shushan, they were living in a nice, peaceful place. And all of a sudden, they became the capital of the world. So what do you do with them? Shitas Ahasuerus. Keep them happy. So he makes a mishneh for everybody in Shushan. What does he do? Ubim loisayo eile osa melech l'chol ha'om anim tse'im b'shushan abira. Remember that loshen. L'chol ha'om anim tse'im b'shushan abira. L'migodol v'ad kotten mishneh shivas yomi. B'chatzah giras b'san ha'melech. And he brought them into the palace. People always want to go into the palace. If you know anything about Malchus, which most of you don't. But in England, everybody would like to be to see what's the palace really all about, and she makes garden parties, which they bring thousands of people, Zoyche, to come to the garden parties, a massive garden in Buckingham Palace, and the Oilem want to go there. So he made this mishneh in the courtyard of the palace, but he didn't stop making. He invited. Was Mitzave, every single Yid, and every single Yid and Goy, every single person who lived in Shushan to come to this Mishneh. And he had babysitting services, the Bigodal had cotton. And everybody, whether you were Choshev or not Choshev, every single person was invited, and nobody could have a Teretz. I've got kids at home, we got babysitting services. And he and all the Terutzim you could have, he took away. So that everybody could come to his mishneh, and he treated them with absolute crazy royalty. So he spread chur karpas uschedes ochus bechavli putz ve'argovon al grile kesef amude sheish bitozov kesef al gitzpas bahat v'sheish v'davus v'choris. He spread choshev canopies of very very rare materials. That was when they looked up, they were sitting. And these were on marble pillars with silver capitals, and then they were sitting on couches of gold with feet of silver. You're talking about people who've never seen so much gold in their lives, and they're sitting on, you're sitting on a mitah, doing haseba on a mitah of gold, and there was a mosaic floor of all rare stones. So wherever you looked in Ashiris Muflogo. Just not reality, completely thing. He has been partying now for 187 days and got it complete mishagas. And to make sure that everybody should be happy, Hashkus Michle Zov, Akadim Akadim Shoidim, Vied Malchus Rovki Adam Melech, he gave wine. So the Medrash says that there was Rovki Adam Melech, the butlers came to each person. They asked, when was your birthday? How old are you? And they gave you wine, which was older than when you were born. Older than how old you were. So if you were 68, you got wine, which was 69 years old. And each time, they gave you goblets of gold. And it was Kedim Kedim Shoinim. Every time you finished, it was like, you know, on the plane. When they come around, they give you drinks, but there's paper cups, right? Then they come around and trash, and they pick up all the things. So here it was golden goblets, and then when you finished your first l'chaim, they came round, golden goblets, they put them in the thing, trash, and they put new ones, Kalim and Kalim Shoidim. Every time you had a drink, you had another golden goblet, not a paper cup to throw away. And it gave Yain Rav Kiyam HaMelech, not like in Elal, where the Elal have a special Chotzi Shir for the drinks that they give you, which is the only place you can see these little tiny cans of stuff. They went Meshuga, Ashtir Kedos Ein Oines, and he made a klal, nobody's forced to drink. Whatever you want, you can have. Ubi Mela, there was kosher food there. And anything that you wanted, you could have. You wanted badatz wine with a special mahadrin waiter who was chazanishnik. He got you that as well. Whatever you wanted, ain't oynis. Ki chedi sadamelech al kol rab beis elasus kirtzon ishva ish. Everybody should be happy. That was his Shitas HaChaim. Kamuvan, the Medrash says that the Yidden came, but they tied it. What can we do? We have to come. Be'achilul Hashem if we don't come. And Mordechai knew that this was a sakana, going to a Goyish party is Oyim Manoira. Being Nene from Rishayim is Oyim Manoira. And there was priests at the party, and entertainment, and Zachen, which the Chazal are only Meramis to. And it says the Yidden went, and Ishtakru, and Iskalkulu. And Mordechai knew it was a Sakona, and knew Alpi Torah, don't go. What's going to be if every guy in Shushan turns up and the Jews don't come? They were choishish for that. Mordechai Tainan, if you keep Torah, it'll be okay. And the other Chachma Yisrael said, no, we have to go. And they went. What happened? Nothing, as far as we see. Nothing happened to the Gabi the Yidden. Nothing else very interesting happened. He married Vashti. I didn't tell you too much about Vashti. Vashti was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. She was royal. Achashverosh was not royal. He didn't have blue blood. Oh, but Vashti did. So he married Vashti Amalko to have a taina that he has Malchus. He's royal. That was his claim to royalty. In those days you needed to have, even nowadays, you know, the need to have some type of royalty in the real one. I mean, I don't know, Harry the Nish, but anyway. So, but Vashti was not from the biggest sitcom use of the world. But she was a Rosh Merushas. Now, there is another big Yesod in the Megillah, which we're going to see here, and we're going to see later, a very big Yesod. Chazal say, Ra, or Sheker, Elokim. Ra doesn't have any kiv. One of the shemos of Gehinnom is called Aluka. Aluka is a flea. A flea, they used to use fleas for refuah. So the idea of a flea is they put the flea sucks out the bad blood, that's the lobdus of what was going on with fleas, and then the flea died from taking the bad blood. I've seen, there's a skula for people with hepatitis to put pigeons on their navel, and the pigeon sucks out the hepatitis, the pigeon goes yellow and dies. I've seen it done. So I saw it done to a friend of mine who got hepatitis. It was about 5 days before his chaslan, and they did it. They brought pigeons, and he killed about 6 pigeons. And they say that these pigeons do have the hepatitis. And the whole thing has been why these pigeons should work and how it works and thing. And he said he felt a sucking in his stomach when they put the pigeons on the navel. Anyway, whatever it was, Baruch Hashem, he's married off his kids, quite a few of his kids as well. So, that was many years ago. But Al Kopodim, that's the idea of an Aluka. Aluka sucks off the bad thing and then kills itself. Ra, Tuma, Chet, Be'etzim destroys itself. Midas Roas destroy themselves. Now we're going to see over here how Vashti's Midas Roas are going to destroy herself, and later on we're going to see how Haman destroys himself. Mamash destroys himself. That's one of the biggest soldiers over here. That's why when we sing Shoshana Yaakov, at the end Yerushalmi says, you say Arurim Kol Rishoyim Ubruchim Kol Tzadikim. Arur means that their end is bad. That's what the God says. Baruch means the end is good. The end is ribui. But all the Rishoyim, in the end is Arur, they have a bad end. At the beginning they might seem good and strong and everything, and the end is bad. Vashti, one of her hobbies was to be mafshit Yiddish girls and make them work on Shabbos. So she, Mido Kenegin Mido, she's going to disappear from the world. Mamash Mido Kenegin Mido in the same way. But how's that going to happen? Look what happens here. She was very angry that Achashverosh made the party of the Shushan people in the palace. You don't do that. You don't bring commoners into the palace. It's not Lefi Malchus. She was very angry. So she decided to show him and give him a big insult. So she gam vashi amalka also some mishne noshim beisa malchus asher amelech achashverosh. She decided to make it in his own chambers. She's going to make to show him things. She made a mishne noshim. She invited all the women into his bedroom. Now his bedroom bordered on the gina of the thing where the men were having their whole thing. So said Chazal that they heard the women plappering away, and what did goyim do when they hear women? They start talking about women. They had a whole discussion. Says the Medrash, who was the Maaseh to the Gemara? Who are the prettiest girls in the world? And there was a whole big vikuach between each of these different kings from there, and say my nation are prettier, that nation are prettier, my nation. And Achashverosh banged on the table, and he said, my wife is the prettiest woman in the whole world. And the Gemara says she was one of the Yof Yofios, one of the Dalet Yof Yofios of the world. Chitzoidius was very stark. She would have won any Miss World competition. And he decided he's going to show them that she is. So what did he do? Bayom Ashvi, after 187 days, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayoyin, he was a bit, his head was a bit swimming. He was, and he's been for 187 days living in Mishigas, completely not reality. So he decided to show the crazy thing that he did. He sent for Vashti HaMalka, Lohovis HaMalka, Bekesem Malchus. Lohovis Vashti HaMalka, Lifnei HaMelech Bekesem Malchus. And when it says Kesa Malchus, it means only the Kesa Malchus. Now, Shema Toima, what do you think Vashti was going to come like that? Of course not. Oh, don't be so surprised. You don't understand who we're talking about. Batamoin Amalka Vashti, Lovoi Bidvar Amelech, Hashemiyada Sarisin. She refused to come. Zogdi Gemara, why did she refuse to come? Why? Because it wasn't Sanua? Well, excuse me, we're not discussing that. She should have run there. But, says the Gemara, 2 days, either she broke out in Saras, it would have been a busha for her to come like that, everyone has seen the Saras, or she grew a tail. We said that it's all Hestam, the no Nisim Mefuroshim here in the Megillas Hester, in Ochanami. Perhaps first of all, she broke out Saras. She got Saras. Suddenly got this machla. A tail is lechayra nes nigla. Perhaps she didn't have mamish a tail. She felt she had a tail. She felt that she wasn't looking at her best. Whatever it was, she felt for some reason, I'm not going like this. So you're not going like this. So what did she do? She didn't send the message to, my dear husband, it's not so new. I don't want to come to the men's party, Michal. And even if I do, I don't only want to come dressed in big day malchus. It'll make me look prettier. Everybody will see how pretty I am. No. Her midas roz, she decided to knack him good and proper and give the biggest insult you could possibly give to a guy. Now, if you're medayik, it says that he sent for Lahavi es Vashti Hamalka, but then it says Vatamoin Hamalka Vashti. Why is it called Vashti Hamalka? If she was just the queen because she was married to the king, then she's Vashti Hamalka. She just happens to be the Malka because she's married to him. But when she decided to refuse, it was Hamalka Vashti. She Be'etzem is the real royalty. She's the Malka. First she's the Malka, then she's Vashti. V'atavoyin ha-Malka Vashti lovo bidvar ha-Melech Hashem yada sarisim. V'yitzof ha-Melech mo'ed v'chamosim bo'arabo'i. He got very angry and he didn't calm down. The chemo was burning within him. Not the God, why is the chemo burning within him? Normally when a person gets angry, then he gets less. He didn't, he got worse. Why? Said Chazal that she sent him a little message with the sarisim. And the message was that my father could drink and hold his liquor, and you can't drink and you're drunk. And that's the biggest insult you could possibly give to a goy and say you can't hold your liquor. And what happened? He couldn't tell anybody that. He was angry that she didn't come, and everybody knew she didn't come. But he couldn't say what it really upset him was that she insulted him and said he couldn't hold his liquor. He couldn't say that. So he was burning inside because he couldn't speak out. Says the God, well, that's why it was Chamasa Bar Aboy. He couldn't speak it out. Im Kol Zeh, what should he do now? The queen has refused to come to him in a very public oifen. What do you do? But she's the queen. He needs her. He can't get rid of her. That's the last thing he needs. That's his right to Malchus. First he went to the Sanhedrin. He summoned the Sanhedrin and he put the shayla in front of them. Says Chazal, they drained out of it. They said, we can't paskin, we've lost all our chokhmah since the Churban, we don't know the answer. They didn't want to start getting involved in this complicated thing. Say that he should kill her. She's moirid b'malchus. He needs her. Say he shouldn't kill her. He should leave her. How can they say that? She was moirid b'malchus. Whatever you move, whichever way you move, it's no good. So they drained out of it. And that's why the next pasuk says, it's supposed to go in front of the Yodei Dos Medin. And then it says, HaKorev Elov Kashin HaShesu HaDmosa Tashis Meres Mausen Om Menmuchon Shiva Sore Parasum Bode Roi Pnei HaMelech HaYoshim Yishoyin Om HaMalchus. These seven people were next to him. They were sitting with Shoyin Om HaMalchus. Kedos Malasus Bamalko Vashti. He asked them, these seven people. Why ask the seven people? I'm supposed to ask the Yodei Dos Medin, because they wouldn't paskin. So he asked them to paskin the shayla. What to do with Hamalko Vashti, he told them. Not Vashti Hamalko. I need her. Ala sheloi osu so es ma'amar ha-melech Achashverosh. He didn't say she was married by Malchus. She didn't do exactly the ma'amar ha-melech. Who were these seven people? There were seven Sorise HaMalchus, right? Shiva Sori Parsum Bodai, Roye Pnei HaMelech, not the Sorisim, the Sorim, and they were listed in order of Chashivas. Vayoyme Memuchon Lifnei HaMelech VaSorim. And the seventh one was Memuchon. Who's Memuchon? Something of our Memuchon is Homer. Why is he called Memuchon? Muchon lepuranusa. He's Muchon lepuranus. Muchon lepuranus has two hasberim. One is he's always willing to give out puranus to other people. The Hainu, Haman is going to suggest his solution for Vashti, and Haman later on wants to bring out the puranus for Klausel, and later on wants to come and bring his puranus to Mordechai. He's Mr. Peronius. Oh, but the Emes is his Muchon the Peronius Atzmoi. He is now, at this point, going to destroy himself. This point here is the end of his Haman preparing his end. Again, Midas Royce. Once he pipe up, first of all, who are you to speak first? You're number seven. Why are you coming up first? Something gone. He had Abi Chazal. He had Zeresh was his wife, and she was a very nasty woman, and he couldn't control her. He had his Shalom Bias problems. He had his own personal interest that he wanted to be shown it on Zeresh. So he seized this opportunity to make a most meshugana law, which would in the end get rid of Vashti, but would also give the right to every husband to be shown it in his house. This is not a small thing. This is a global problem. Why? What she did is going to ruin the whole world. Why? He ain't saying to Malko al kol adoshim lavzus balei and beinayim ba'omra melech achashverosh omel ovi yisvashti amalko in front of Elohim va'o va'yoyim azeh tomar nesor esmoros modai Parasubodai Asher Shabu Estva Hamalka Lechol Sare Hamelech Ukdai Visayin Moketzev. He says he's going to ruin Shalom Bayis in the whole world. That's the first thing. Lahavzus Balein Beinehen. You're going to have women equality, and they're all going to be mavazet their husbands. But something far worse, he says. The Sarais, who were sitting next to the queen, heard what the queen said to the Sarisim. They heard Hayoimase Tomada Sorois Porosumodai Asheshomis Dvahamalko Lechol Sori Amelech. They're going to be mefarsim this secret thing that she, the message that you can't keep your liquor. And they're going to tell their husbands, which is all the Sorim, Ukdai Bizoyan Moketzef, and there'll be tremendous Bizoyan for Kvoy Malchus. How did they know that she said that? Because they were also Yoshvin Mishoyna Bamalchus. They heard what the Sarisim came over and gave the message to the king. So he's saying this whole thing was not just Osus Baba Melech. This is Zoyan Meneiro, what's happening. He's going to ruin Shalom Bayis in the whole world. You're going to have Bizoyan for Kvoy Malchus because what she said is going to come out. Ibal Melech Toiv. Yetzid v'amalchus milafodov. Zog the God, which is based on other mefarshim, that Haman proposed a shinui in the constitution of Poras. Before it, it says that every dvar melech has to go. Chayin dvar melech lifnei kol yodi dos v'din. The melech cannot be done. There was a constitutional law that the melech could not be done something which is nogea la'atzmoi on his own. If it's nogea to his personal covet or anything, the melech has to, the thing has to go through a court. The king cannot judge it on himself. That's a very, very important law. Why? Because it protects the sorim or anybody around the melech, that if they do something wrong, the melech can't just say off with his head. It has to go to a court. There'll have to be a deal back and forth. So this was vitally important, this law. Haman proposed that we change the constitution. And Yetzid v'amalchus milafonov, that the king should now be able to judge something which was nogea to him on his own. V'yikosei bedosei poras u'modei v'lo yavar. It becomes a constitution, new constitutional law, which can't be changed, because that was another thing. They can't change the laws, except this one they were going to change, which is a pellet. Asher lo sovei vashi lifnei ha-melech ha-chashverosh, u-malchus yiten ha-melech li-rus ha-toivah b'imena. That they would now be, that the king should decide. In other words, he threw it back into the king's lap. That was the chokhmah which he did. That the king should be able to judge on his own. And now the king should have to judge Vashti. And what's he going to judge Vashti? He has no choice. She was married by Malchus. And the law should be Lo Yisovei Vashti Lefonov. Why? Says the God, he couldn't say that she should be, that Achashverosh should kill her. Because he wanted the law that every husband should be shown it on his wife. Now, you can't make a law that every husband can execute his wife. That you can't make such a crazy law. All he needed was that Vashti, that if a wife is mevazeh the husband, she'd get divorced. It's grounds to throw her out. Then he can be shown it on Zeresh. And if the melech is going to divorce his wife, mimela he'll execute her. That's Mimela. There's no such thing as in those days of executing. In even later years, in the Middle Ages, there was a king in England called Henry VIII who executed three of his wives, divorced two, one survived. A very interesting fellow. But there's such a thing, we don't need her, we'll execute her. So he said, the ikki is that you'll lo sova vashti lifnei ha-melech. Now, one second. Vashti is not some Vashti. Look what he says. Asher lo sovei Vashti. He didn't even call her Vashti Hamalko. Vashti. Where's Vashti? She's Hamalko Vashti. So he says, Umalchuso, Yiten Amelech Rusa, Atovimene. You'll find someone else who's royal, who's also Malchustik, Find another queen, and you marry someone else. All you need is for royalty. You find someone else. Benishma piska v'melech hashayasim chol malchusa b'girabohi v'chol ha'noshim yitnu yikol v'aleyen migadul ha'adkot, and everything will be there. It'll all be famous, and everybody will know that he threw out Vashti because she didn't listen to him. Bimela she gets executed, but that's a bimela. But the ike is lo savoy, and then the women will be mechabed their husbands, and Zerah shall be mechabed me. That's all the ike. This is a crazy, crazy law. And a crazy, crazy shinui for the constitution. They need that constitution that he can't be done himself. The melech thought it was a good idea. One second, Achashverosh, you need Hamalka Vashti. No, he decided it was a good idea. The asorim, the constitutional change, you can't have that. Or maskim. And he passed this law. Amol, you see, Rabbeisa, you see very strange things happening in government. And sometimes you go, why on earth are they passing these funny laws? And gave ace, why min hashamayim, they're making everybody agree to silly laws or some very strange things. We don't know. Sometimes in the Megillah, told you, you want to understand how things work. Megillah will see right to the end of the story. We're living in the middle of stories. There are strange things going on. Yom yom. We're living in very strange times. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they're going, driving the Tanyom in the sugar with all these investigations because somebody gave cigars and somebody else and another Mishigas. Well, Mishigas and Der Isa. Who knows if this Trump's moving the embassy, which the whole world's going meshuggah about. Why we're going meshuggah about it? Why? Who cares? My nafka mina weis nish. But it's weird. What's the thing? Is it significant? It's not significant. We don't have Chazal to tell us. Maybe it's totally insignificant. Not significant. Maybe it is significant. Anyways. But you see, sometimes strange things happen. It's min hashamayim that the Rebbeinu Shem forces people to agree to things which make no sense, and that's what happened right here. The answer why this is happening is this is the was necessary for Haman's demise, because in the end, the Melech did not want to kill Haman. Shum pani v'ofen not. But in the end, we'll see why he actually killed Haman. He ordered Haman's death because he thought that Haman was threatening him. And he thought Haman was threatening him. Either you go Kipshutoi because Haman wanted to kill Mordechai, who was the faithful servant who was Megale Big Sover Teresh episode, Ashedibe Toiv Ala Melech, or the God has even in more interesting pshat in those psukim. He says that when Chavona said, it's not poshut what goes on there, we'll see a lot of very interesting things. See, there's more ingredients that Haman has to do to kill himself. One of the things is that he builds the gallows Davka 50 Abbas high. That's a very important factor in his death. But then when Chavona said, Hine ho'eitz asher osa Haman the Mordechai Shadibe toiv ala melech, the God said that the melech heard that that when Haman made the eights, Haman looked at the gallows and said, "Toiv ala melech, I really want to kill the king." And then when the melech heard that, he said, "Tluhu olav." Now, if they wouldn't have had this amendment, he could never have said "Tluhu olav." It's nogea to him personally. And even if we say kiprutoi that he wanted to kill Mordechai, ashedi betoiv ala melech, it's not get to the Melech, he would have to go to the Yodei Dos V'din. The Yodei Dos V'din, he would have calmed everything down, and they never would have, and Haman would have had his tainas and could have explained everything away, and etc., etc. Gemara says there was nobody who knew more how to say Lashon Hara than Haman and Shkarim and everything, so he would have got out of it. Because he passed the Haman amendment, the Memuchan amendment, the Melech said in the second of anger, Tluhu Allah. And this Midas Ra is because he's all worried about himself and not doesn't care two hoots about the Melech and the Malka Vashti and v'chule is what destroys him. Vashti, because of her Midas Ra, she makes the Mishneh Noshim in the bedroom of the Melech. That's and she sends this nasty message to the king because she can't come because it's embarrassing her because she got tzaras and everything. But that's what finishes her off. Ra destroys itself. And that was the new law that every man should speak the language. You have to speak the husband's language in the house, and it's all for Zeresh, who was a different, wasn't a Maleki. He calms down. He realized, he calmed down, he's finished all the Mishneh, and he starts thinking about Vashti and what she actually did. What's Nigzar? He was Goyzer. No, Nigzar's Min HaShemayim. What happened? The whole events that went out of control and she was executed. Nare HaMelech Mesharosov. Let's say, what Nare HaMelech? Who are the Nare HaMelech Mesharosov? The ones who serve him. So to Reb Shoma, that he got so depressed he locked himself away in his room. The only people who saw him at that tkufa were the Nare HaMelech who gave him his clothes and brought him his food and shined his shoes. They weren't political experts, they didn't know anything. They were poshta people who just knew how to polish the king's shoes. What did they see? They see the king's all upset. Why is he upset? Because he killed his wife. What did they see about the wife? They understand that she's the Malka Vashti and she's the right to Malchus and all the political implications of what he just did? No. They understand he had a pretty wife and now he doesn't have a pretty wife. Solution. Very simple. Let's make a beauty competition and pick another beautiful girl. What did they say? Yevakshu HaMelech, Noros Besulos, Tov Es Mare. Now, that was such a stupid thing. He needs what Memuchanu did understand. Malchusa Yitain. So what should he do? You've got to find a replacement for Hamalka Vashti. You send to all the kings of the world who has a princess who has Choshev Malchus, Choshev Yichus, and we're going to make a royal wedding. The king wants to marry a second marriage from somebody Choshev. If he did that, there's one lady in the world who will never ever become the queen, and that's Esther. But Min HaShemayim, we need Esther to become the queen. How's Esther going to become the queen? So he locks himself away, and the Na'are HaMelech give him this stupid idea to make a beauty contest. And if we're going with a beauty contest, Esther's going to win. So that's what they say. And they get all the bring all the girls to Shushan Abira, to Hege Swiss Anoshim, Benosan Tamrukein, and we're going to have a beauty contest. And what's the beauty contest? A very interesting. Menara Shetita Be'edi HaMelech, Timloch Tachas Vashti, Vayita Vadom Be'edi HaMelech, Vayaskein, and the Melech agreed. Noch HaMishigas, why are you agreeing? You need royalty. Min HaShemayim. Now, this beauty contest is very interesting. What was the thing? Where is it? Kain Yimlu Yemei Merukein. The idea was that every girl should go through a year's beauty treatment. Shisha chadoshim b'shem en amar, v'shisha chadoshim b'absom, tamruke anoshim. And everyone should be equal. U'bazeh hanayir boel ha-melech, es kol ha-shetoyim ha-yinosein lo, lavoy imo mi-beis anoshim, ad beis ha-melech. This is a psukim yud beis yud gimel in peric beis. And then, and whatever they want, when they go to the king, on that night, when they come to the king, The girl can ask for whatever she wants. Any dress, any jewelry, whatever she wants, she can ask for and she'll have. She wants a band to accompany her, she wants a violin, she wants this music, that music, whatever she wants, she can have. But first of all, you've got to have this year's treatment. What's this all about? But the Pashtus is, why? Everybody should be equal. That's the treatment. But you can't say every girl should come in a green dress. Some girls look good in green, some girls look terrible in green. Some girls, their color is yellow. Some girls want to wear this type of dress, some want that type of dress, this type of sach, that type of... So when they actually come, they can personally pick what they want. That was the competition. When this order came out, then... Issued the Oyem Shushna Biro, the Chulu, we explained, by he Oyemin is Hadassa, he Esther Bas Doido, she didn't have parents. Her father died before she was years, months before she was born, not years, months before she was born, and her mother died in childbirth, and Mordechai was her uncle, brought her up. He brought her up, and he was Mechanich her, and he brought her to the Madrega of Nevuah. She's called Esther for various reasons. One of the reasons she's called Esther was because of Hester. She was a Sonua. Her Midas Hatsnius was unbelievable. From her Iker Midas, Hatogus was Sneers. Hadassah is, she was called Hadassah. Al Shem Tzadikim are called Hadassim. The Reach is Toiv. In the Dalet Minim, so Hadassim are people who have Maisim Toivim, the Reach Toiv, but they don't have, Hadassi doesn't have Peiros, because that's Torah. She's a woman. Her Ika Chashivas is Maisim, is the Reach. And Lulav is Tam below Reach, that's Torah without Maisim. Esruk has both, that's the Talmud Chochot. Al Kopodim, she's called Hadassa. And he brought her up, and the Bayis, he married her, she was a Meredith at Sadekis. By he be Shoma Dvar Melech Vidosimi, Gobbates, Naris, Ravis, or Shushan Abir, and Yad Hegai. Vatilokach Esther Beis HaMelech. Vatilokach means she was taken Bal Kocha. Why? Because the Chazal say she hid away. And she hid away, and they gathered all the girls together, and somebody knew there was this very pretty woman, and she hadn't come. All the girls came running. What do you mean? It could become the queen. So they all came running. They issued a new decree that anybody who doesn't come, who's supposed to come, will be chayav misa. And even so, she didn't come, and she was arrested and forced. As soon as she walked in to the Beis HaNoshim, Hegai, who was a mumche gadol in women, he was the Shomer Beis HaNoshim, he knew, Vatita Vanara Be'enov, Vatiso Chesin Afonov, he knew she was going to become the queen, she was going to win. What did he do? Vayevahel es tamrukev es moniseh lo seslo. He gave her very quickly, he started her off with the year treatment. Every other girl is going on, is paced, right? You come for a year, that means on that date you'll go to the melech. The next girl starts a day later. The next girl starts a day later, so they should all have 1 year and then go to the melech. But he knew she's going to win, so he started her miyad, giving her the beauty treatment, and he gives her sheva ne'orois haruyos l'seslo mibeis ha-melech, because she was going to become the queen. He gave her the best of everything in the Beis HaNoshim. Why? What is all this? So I told you, there are two Goyalim. The Mefarshim explained, there's Mordechai and Esther. Remember, there's two Averas. The Ika Avera was Shishtahu Letzelet. But the springboard for this Avera, which is the Gzeira in this Dar, was that they went to the Mishneh. That these are two Averas which need a tikkun. We're going to see there may be other Averas which need a tikkun, which Agav later on we'll see. There's going to be other Averas. But these are the prime Averas which need a tikkun. Kenegdom, you have two Goyalim. Mordechai, his tafkid is to be metakim, the Ishtachim, and the Tzelim. Esther's tafkid is to be metaken that they went to the Mishteh. The taina on the Mishteh is shenenu mitovason shel rishoim. They were nene from this Mishteh. She is now going to be put into a matzav of absolute tovas rishoim, and she won't be nene kihuze. And ma oid, that if you take a woman who's naturally the normal women have a big natia for chitzonius and for beauty zachen, you put her into a matzav, a woman into that matzav, the tikkun is a tikkun godel ma'oid ma'oid. You're going to see that she will not be nene ki huzeh from anything that they ever try and give her. There is, I'll tell you now, another nekuda which needs a tikkun. Haman is Haman HaGogi. He was descended from Agag. How did he come around to the world? Very, very bekitzer. Yesterday's Haftorah, that Shaul went, and he was told to finish off Amalek. He finished off everybody, killed everybody except Agag. And he brought all the... They killed all the stam behemoths, because that's also part of Mechias Amalek, except there were the fat behemoths. They were merachim on them because they decided. We have to understand what type of dor are we looking at, the dor of Shaul. When we look at meat, what do we think? Steak, geschmack. Chalot, whatever thing you think, lamb chops, whatever you look at when you look at meat. When they looked at behemoths, what did they see? Kobonos, gewaldig. We could be back with these kobonos, chaval to destroy them. We'll mark with them as kobonos, and that way we'll be mekayim both mitzvahs. Abba Shmuel told him not to be choymel, no rachmonos whatsoever. It's an epis, a tikkun for the behemoth to be a korban, and that's a chemla. And he decided not to kill Agam in the field. Pashtus, Lanius Daiti, what was Shaul's cheshbon? He was going to bring Agam back to Eretz Yisrael and kill him in a very public oifen and make a whole big tekes that this is Mechias Amalek. This is the end of Amalek. Efshar, maybe there's a nekuda, because if we go back to the Tower of London, which I told you about, there's a special execution block there which was used for kings and queens. In other words, kings and queens are executed in a special way. Maybe Shaul also had Rachmanis on Agag to stam kill him. He's going to kill him in a more royal way. I'll call upon him. Chazal tell us that night Agag, he's going to be killed. He thought he was going to be killed. He was sure he was going to be killed. What did he do the night before he's killed? He found a shivcha. He was bo'aleha. That's what he's busy doing the night before he's killed. That's an amaleki. That's rad rishus. And she became pregnant. And that's why there's a hemshech of amalek in the world. From the fact that Shaul didn't listen properly to Shmuel. And that's why we've got harmony in the world. Comes along Shmuel, and it's a pleadikazach what happens. Shmuel comes after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that I'm finished with Shaul because he wasn't behind the mitzvah, it wasn't behind the tzivui properly. So Shmuel comes to Shaul, to the battlefield. Vayomer Shmuel Shaul, Vayomer lo Shaul, Baruch atah Hashem, Akimosis Dvar Hashem. Shaul thought he's been mekayim the mitzvah. I've been mekayim the mitzvah. Then one of the funniest psukim in Nach is the next pasuk. Vayomer Shmuel, Umeh koil hatzoin hazeh ba'aznoi. Umeh. It's a tvir. Umeh koil hatzoin hazeh. I think it's one of the funniest psukim. Umeh koil hatzoin hazeh ba'aznoi. V'kol ha'boch asher anoichi shomea. Vayomer Shmuel, Me'amalek ye'evion, asher chomal ho'am. No, he says chomal, and he told him lo'sachmo. And he still didn't chap. So we're going to bring Makri the Kobonus. Shaul said, yes, tell me. He thought he'd come with a tremendous shkoyach. Vayomer Shmuel, alo in kotten ato beinecha, roi shivte Yisrael ato, vayim shochecha Hashem lemelech al Yisrael. You may be a big honor, but you're a melech, and you're supposed to be in charge. Vayishlochecha Hashem bederech, vayomelech vech, ramto esachatoi besambolek, vilimchamto boyad kaloysom oysom. Why didn't you listen? And he still didn't chap. It's a plea atzuma. I did do it. I was behind the mitzvah. He didn't think there was anything wrong with what he did. Shmuel tells him, "Hachefetz Lashem ba'olus uzvachim." The Rebbe Shalom wants you to give korbanos. Kishmaya bekoil Hashem. He wants korbanos, or he wants you to listen to be mekayim the halacha. Hidei shmaya mizevach toiv. Listening and being mekayim the halacha is more important than a korban. Lahakshiv mechelev elim. The ikar korban that a mensch can do is to be mekayim rotzon Hashem. Keep shutoi without cheshbonus. Shol made cheshbonus, and because of that cheshbon, that's why this Agog was still alive. That's why there's a hominid in the world, because he made cheshbonus. Esther, not only she metakin the fact that they went to the Mishneh. Esther is also going to be metakin this chet of Shol. Later on, when Mordechai tells her to go to the Melech, which was a crazy idea, lichoira, and she said, "I haven't been called for 30 days," and etc., etc., says the God, it's not a hishtadlis, it'll be mazik, it's a silly thing to do. He told her that if you don't go, mi yodea im lais kazosigat the malchus, and if you don't go, at uves avich tovedi. This, you could destroy, this is your opportunity of attacking the chet of Shol. By going against the cheshbon and be mevatel what makes sense to you, be mekayim the tzivui of a novi. Mordechai was a novi. Here, he told her, lo higida Esther es avos meladato, ki Mordechai tzivu aleha shelo itagid. He was choshesh that she refused to go, and she got arrested. And maybe if she says she's a yid, they'll make a pogrom against the yid. Now the Jews didn't want to come to the competition. But what do you see now? Punk faked. Hey guys, giving it all this covered. So then the seichel is you should say, no, Mordechai tziva aleha, she won't say. Later on, even when she became the queen, when there's zicha no chashash, when Achashverosh pleads with her to tell him which nation does she come from, and he wants to give matonis to that nation, says he didn't know which nation, so he gave hanochas in the taxes to all the world, because that way, whichever nation she came from is going to have hanochas. In other words, he's got meshuga for Esther. So then zicha will be the tovas the yin to say who you are. Loi higido Esther is avos v'ranto kitzivo aleha Mordechai. Mordechai was metzave not to say. Mordechai, every single day, b'chol yom v'yom, Mordechai misalech lifnei chatzah beis anoshin adas es shloim Esther u'meya osebo. What shloim Esther? Zogter God. He was choshesh that she was going to get sick and maybe even die from Tovas Rishoyim. She is in such a matzav of tikkun Tovas Rishoyim, not to be nene, that Mordechai was choshesh that she becomes sick. Umayye Osebo, he was worried they would have titus on her that she didn't come. The Maisa, we know, in the end, she wins the competition, which was a plea atzuma. She should never have won the competition because she wasn't megale which yichas she had, and she became the queen. The Shemaisa is one of the biggest tragedies in Jewish history. This tzadua, this tzadekis, this nevia, has to marry Achashverosh, the biggest baltaiva in the world. Rachmanan, it's not. But that is part of the tikkun, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesavev, that we should have a tikkun. Just 2 more minutes, because we don't have much time. Then there was the big Sobaterish episode after this whole thing. And then it says, So Chazal, what's Acha Hadvarim Ha'ele? Says Acha she there was Kodesh Baruch Heichid Esarefua Lamako. By Klal Yisrael, the Rebbe Hashem is making the refuah before the makom. By the goyim, he's making the refuah after the makom. What's the difference? It's a world of difference. If you're making the refuah before the makom, it means that you want to get to the refuah. The makom is only a hechatimsa to get to the refuah. If you leave the makom first and then you make the refuah, so the makom has its own schus kiyum. I gave the makom, now I'll see, will I give the refuah or not? But if you make the refuah before the makom, the whole thing is only to get to the refuah. Acha dvarim ha'ele, everything that's happened, we now have all the ingredients. The big summer teresh is also vital to the whole thing. We have all the ingredients for the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Now we have the ingredients for the Yeshua. That's the whole thing. The Rebbeinu Shalom, remember the mashal of the God. The whole thing used to be machzid and b'tshuva. Now we can start with the gzeirah gidol ha'melech esomad. But mi'etz Hashem, we'll carry on tomorrow after the